you go, Brenda. Tell her Tisha, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. I like the way she do that there. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda, tell Felicia, it's Friday, girl, go ahead and twerk. Go, Don, go, Sean, go, Ness, go, Alicia.
Jams. It is a $1,000 hot summer cash and $500 in free gas for the weekend. Yes, make it rain, make it rain. We'll be making that first grand prize winner announcement Friday, July 29th at 4:12 p.m.
Hey.
Yeah. It's also National Gummy Worm Day. I used to love those. And Tapioca Day, which I get the texture of tapioca. I'm all about texture. If something don't feel right in my mouth, I can't do it.
How you doing?
Oh, no, you didn't.
How you doing?
Yes, I did. I've never even seen tapioca. I've heard of tapioca
pudding. It's yucky.
Pudding.
I don't like it.
What's the texture of it like?
It's just... Does that sound...
How you doing?
Is that a description?
You sound like what Wendy Williams sound like with food in her mouth.
Oh, that's why I can't do peas. I don't do black-eyed peas. No, texture.
Peas are delicious. Not black-eyed peas, though.
I will pick out, if you give me a chicken pot pie, I am picking out every pea. Yeah.
Girl, what's going on?
I'm about that texture life, chair.
The texture of peas is nice to me.
It don't feel right in my mouth. Okay, so just leave me alone.
Oh, do you know that's a drop right there? Oh. Lord have mercy.
You're doing something with your mouth.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you if I hear that. Okay. So we know Donald Trump's first wife, the mother of his children, Don Jr., Eric, Ivanka, Ivana Trump. You know, she died yesterday at the age of 73. Mm. They received a call about 12:30 ET New York police. Word is, according to them, she went into a cardiac arrest. So, and they say that's the one person that he would listen to, despite that messy, his sad chick and stuff, and they divorced. Like, they talked once a week, and she's the one that he would listen to. So rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P. I was shocked when I saw that, though, at the end of an article that I was reading about her. And, you know, she made some pretty bad accusations about him back in the day.
She really did. And considering that they would talk once a week, that's power of reconciliation, forgiveness, something along that line.
It is. And it's crazy that, you know, she knows his personality type and how he is. She said he was reckless and that he don't, you know, he doesn't calm down. He kind of speaks how it is or whatever. But how he was still, like, listen to her out of all people, like, that your ex-wife is the one?
That's what Omarosa said.
Yeah, that was kind of shocking to me, too.
Yeah.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
620 today. Look for highs in the, upper 90s. It's going to be a thunderstorm as well. Mixed in. Cloudy in 83 right now in KCK. Shade, here we go again. Julie, what's poppin'?
That's all right. Yesterday, Beyoncé made a surprise debut on TikTok ahead of the release of her upcoming album, Renaissance. The very first video features her latest single, Break My Soul, which just speaks to my whole soul. Clip stars a compilation of fans, including rapper Cardi B, singing and dancing along. Reportedly, she brought her entire music catalog, Brian, to the app so creators can use it as backing sounds for the videos. I mean, she got over, 3 million in just a few hours of followers. Yes, girl. While her other half, Jay-Z, says fatherhood is one of the important priorities in his life, and time away impacts him spending time with his precious children. He got 3, Blue Ivy and the twins, Rumi and Siri. Here he is, a clip of him talking about that with Kevin Hart on his Peacock series, Heart to Heart.
What are you leaving your house for? You know, like every second that you spend it away from the development of these people that you brought here that you love more than anything in the world. So what are you gonna spend that time on? So that changed a lot. I changed practically everything.
That changes. That's grown man stuff, Brian.
Absolutely. I feel like I've been going through that
past
couple years. Like, fam, I need to scale back on this little lifestyle I got going, because I'm not really concentrating on the important things in life. And then once, you know, once God sits you down, you know.
Oh, yeah, then you ain't got no choice.
Exactly.
If you don't sit down, he gonna sit your tail down.
Facts.
New episodes of Heart to Heart are streaming on Peacock. And is Nick Cannon really preparing to tie the knot? So last night, he took to the gram and shared a photo of himself with a woman whose arms were draped down his neck. Girl, you pregnant. Anyway, I said I would never do it again, but finally doing what the world wants me to do and adding the ring emoji. And the post included a close-up of a diamond. Now, some suspect maybe it's a movie or music video, but 2 days ago, he told the Hot Tea Talk Show if the opportunity presented itself, he'd take another stab at wife number one, well, the only wife, Mariah Carey. Here's a bit of what he said.
I will never have a love like I have with Mariah. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And that's the thing, like, where the issue sometimes with spinning the block, and it's dope that you put it that way because it's reciprocal. Sometimes it's the fantasy of spinning the block. Like, it'll never be what you think it'll be. Mm. It was literally like a fairy tale with Mariah. Right. So I'd rather just it be that way, and I appreciate that fantasy because if I tried to go back and it wasn't the same, like, damn, I messed it up. But if I had the opportunity to, if it could be the way that it was, I'm there.
She got her a whole new dude, baby.
I don't think Mariah thirsty for that. Would you marry Nick Cannon if I mean, well, I'm not you now, but you as a woman, like, do you think women would be? I know he has his empire, his famous, money, all that stuff. But man, them kids, bro, he got what, 8 kids?
And he said he's gonna have more. Well, for me, Nick Cannon, no shade, Nick. Nick funny. Nick is cool. He take care of his children and everything. But Nick corny to me.
You ain't the first person who heard that from me.
I can't see. I, you know, and maybe he got something. He was trending one day on the internet. Maybe something, hits right.
Lord Jesus.
He just has always seemed corny. Nice guy. Just kind of cornball.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chill.
Why you mad, though?
The way y'all start their morning show off, we want to say and shine on the Morning Grind, but apparently it's say, shine, it's Miss Cindy.
Somebody told a lie one day.
And y'all keep leaving that out, and I keep telling y'all that, and that's why I'm mad.
You're not part of the show for real, Cindy.
Yeah, I keep this show popping.
You're a liar.
And my fans look forward to hearing me every now and then.
They
get worried.
You talking about the little 30 people on your Facebook?
You leave Cindy alone.
I'm alone. I roll alone.
Are you here doing prep? Do you get a paycheck from the Carter Broadcast Group offices? Do you go around to the different events that we go to?
We just set up a meeting with Mr. Carter because I'm putting in too much work for y'all and ain't getting no coins.
This is a lie. Leave me alone.
How about you just stop calling in? Let's just do that.
Brian!
Let's just do that. You stop calling in and we'll see how the show goes without you.
Stop, Brian.
Shut up,
this
Brian.
This ain't gonna go on without me. What you mean?
Man, we ain't had you on in like 2 or 3 weeks, and it's been a rolling machine like it always has been.
That's okay, though, but I'm still with y'all, though.
That's right. You leave Miss Cindy alone.
Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a good day.
Bye, y'all.
Why you always say that with such contempt? Bye, Miss Cindy. Have a nice day.
Bye, Felicia.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
We will be making a major announcement today, 4:12 p.m. during the Playmakers show. Trust and believe, you do not want to miss. And you know, Brian, we're gearing up for the primary election, August the 2nd. Then we got the midterm election. So election season is here. But you know, ever since there's Roe versus Wade was overturned, there's been some confusion in Missouri because of the trigger law. About what constitutes a medical emergency regarding abortion. So Missouri Governor Parson rejected a special session on contraceptives, issues like ectopic pregnancy, but he did say doctors need a seat at the table. Yeah, you got that.
Bureaucrats and attorneys don't need to be the ones deciding on what is life-threatening. You know, doctors need to have a seat at that table. And frankly, they're more qualified to be able to make that decision than anybody else is. And, you know, I've got the ability and the trust in doctors across it.
That's just common sense to me.
Well, yeah, and have the special session and bring in doctors.
Facts. And I think that you're being negligent if you don't have any doctors at the table during this specific conversation.
Yeah, and just have the conversation. But all week there's been congressional oversight hearings focused on the impact of the reversal of Roe we'll have on Black women. And yesterday, I just want to play a little bit of what Georgia Rep. Renita Shannon brought up, the issue of possible criminalization of Black women who really have miscarriages being accused of having abortions where they're not legal.
What a lot of people don't realize is that a lot of the same medications that are used for a miscarriage are also used for medication abortion, which is typically performed at home. And there's really not a way to determine if someone had a miscarriage or if someone had an abortion. And so what we do know is that our criminal legal system is really good at locking up Black and brown folks. And so I am very worried that when a person has a miscarriage and they are interrogated by law enforcement or they are prosecuted, I'm very worried that our criminal legal system will likely believe Karen but not believe Keisha when she says she had a miscarriage.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
That's something that a lot of people don't think about. And, you know, Kansas will vote on the Amendment 2, Value Them Both, August the 2nd, on whether or not to keep abortion protected in the state constitution. The thing about amendments, any amendment, you have to be clear because sometimes the language, people get confused. So a yes vote on the measure will remove abortion rights from the state constitution, leaving any restrictions in the hand of legislators. And a no vote will leave it as is. Abortion rights is part of the Kansas Constitution. So study your ballot, know the issues, and make sure you take your power to the polls.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
The Royals are in Toronto right now.
Yeah, yeah.
But they're a little light. The wagon was a little light carrying some folks because there are a number of Royals players who are not vaccinated, 10 to be specific, and as well as three coaches who didn't make the trip to Toronto.
My goodness.
And the Royals are one of the worst teams in the league.
That is facts all day.
They are, unfortunately, right now. But one of their best players, Whit Merrifield, came out and made a statement that, ooh-wee, got a lot of people want him out of here. So this is the statement he made regarding the vaccines and COVID and not getting it and not going to Toronto. Quote, people that are vaccinated have spread it in this clubhouse to their families and whatnot. People have gotten pretty sick that are vaccinated. This is my opinion on it all. It's what I've come to based on the experiences and conversations I've had and what I've seen. This is the conclusion I've come to. Right or wrong, I didn't do it on a whim. It's been a long thought process. Because I understand what Canada has in place right now, that's the only reason that I would think about getting it at this point is to go to Canada. That might change down the road. Something happens and I happen to get on a team that has a chance to go play in Canada in the postseason, maybe that changes. But as we sit here right now, I'm comfortable in my decision. My teammates support me, support the rest of the guys in here who have made that decision, and that's that. That's from, end quote, that's from Whit Merrifield, Royals player who didn't make the trip to Toronto. Very selfish.
Yeah, because pretty much you like, yeah, you know, chance to win, I'm going to get that shot. I mean, I'm exhausted arguing about Rona and vaccines. Because here's the deal. Before vaccinations, Brian, a very, very good friend of mine caught COVID, healthy woman, now suffers from long COVID, could have died. And I've seen people, yeah, I'm vaccinated and boosted. I caught it, but recovered. Thank God. I can't imagine if I wasn't vaccinated. And vaccinations don't mean you ain't ever gonna catch something. It means lessening your chance of serious illness. It's like the year I got the flu shot, like a week later I got flu B. But it wasn't bad. I was literally chilling for the weekend and I was back at it. So his teammates supported.
You know what? I'm with you. I am totally exhausted of this conversation. I am tired of talking about it. At this point, fam, people know what's going to happen to them if they get it, if they don't get it. And they're not going to take the shot, fam. People are dead set in their stance, and they're just not going to move off of it. So why have this conversation anyway?
You know, I stand by what I say. You know, I'm glad I got vaccine boosted. I said what I said with my full 5 foot self. And if you choose not to and have all these myths and arguments, I do not have time. May the Lord bless and keep you, shine his face upon you, and prayerfully you don't get COVID.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it. Come up in the spot.
All your hip hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
722 today. Look for highs in the upper 90s. Still going to be hot. Heat advisory in effect for the town. Right now, you are cloudy already. And 78 in KCK. Let's wish a couple of our celebrity friends some happy birthdays.
It is cancer season.
Yes, it is. Christoph St. John, RIP. Happy heavenly birthday to you. Not sure what his age would have
been. He
would have been
56.
All right. Thank
you. Yeah, Neil Winters, Young and the Restless.
That quick math. Thank you for that. Buju Banton, reggae artist.
Hey.
Turns 49. You can set any kind of mood just by saying, hey.
Yeah, it just sets the tone.
Uncle Eddie, one of the Canes of KC.
You already know.
Eddie Griffin turns 54
hey,
today.
Eddie.
Everybody, go on his Facebook and Twitter, wish him happy birthday. I feel like he's very underappreciated.
Yeah.
And another thing, when I tell people from out of town that Malcolm and Eddie was based in Kansas City and was about Kansas City, they don't be knowing.
So you gotta be having to school these people. Are they don't know the history.
The whole thing was about they had Chiefs and Royals stuff. And anyway, Jim Jones, happy birthday to him.
That's my song.
You know this.
Bowling. There you go. He turns 46. I thought he was older than that.
I'm going to put a question mark right there.
Disputed.
Yes.
Forrest Whitaker. I love him. He turns 61 today. By the way, he had an Oscar-worthy performance in Jace's lyric.
I forgot about that.
I love that movie. Mac Wiles turns 33, and Damian Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers turns 32 today. What you got, Julie?
Okay, so Rihanna's out and about after welcoming her first baby with boyfriend A$AP Rocky. British publication Daily Mail said she was out and about crashing an art exhibit in London, posed for photos with fans. And I just got to say, Rihanna was a beautiful, sexy, pregnant woman. That's facts on period. She was. I wouldn't do no pregnancy shoots. My hair wasn't cooperating. My cups didn't run it over. I must have had skim milk. I don't know. My nose spread. My baby was cute, though. That's all that matters.
Your cups didn't run it over.
I was expecting, I thought I was about to be Warren these streets, but they were like, hey. TMI.
A little bit.
Okay, yeah. My bad.
But you are preparing me, though. I'm just trying to get ready for all
that. There's some changes in the mood swings. Yeah, there's some changes. You need to be prepared.
What is Rihanna's mood swings like? Like, does she turn into Miss Cleo or something?
Who asked you to go out of town? The stupid young one or the married one?
Oh, but she just glowed when she was pregnant. My goodness. So Tory Lanez is adding fuel to the Iggy Azalea dating rumors. Praised her cooking skills. The Shade Room had reposted a photo of her oxtails. She don't even look like she made
oxtails. What?
Girl, what's going on?
Oxtails.
Were they canned? Anyway.
Canned?
So he confirmed it, saying it was hitting too. She seemed like her mac and cheese would be dry.
Yikes.
I'm a strong Black woman.
I ain't trusting. She from Australia, man.
I mean,
the Outback Steakhouse is cool, but I'm super good on anything Iggy Azalea is cooking, fam.
Yeah. And while, I respect people of different faith, if you have faith enough to not believe in anything, there's been some questions. Amber Rose was trending on the Twitters because on the It's Tricky podcast with Raquel Harper, she revealed she doesn't believe in God. She does believe in science, kind of aligns herself with
Scientology?
No, not Scientology.
Buddhism?
Buddhism. Yeah. Yeah. But she said her mom dibbled and dabbled out in and out of Christianity. Here's a bit of what she had to say.
Do I believe in God? Mm-hmm. What do you mean by God?
Like, do you believe in God?
Like a higher power?
Sure.
That here's people and here's Earth and here's the planets? No.
No?
Oh. I more so believe in science than an invisible entity named God was let there be light. It just seems far-fetched to me.
My God. Okay, look, United States of America, people have the right to believe in what they want to believe in. But I'm going to tell you something, Julie, and you know how I know. God can set you down.
Okay, do you, girl, but as for me and my house, pull me up somebody. I feel like we need to preach in here.
Oh, I feel a master breakthrough.
Yes.
I feel a breakthrough.
But I feel like that we have something for Amber Rose to make her believe in God. Maybe I can go on a whim. Maybe a musical selection can help her out a little bit.
Okay.
Dropping low for Jesus.
Well, okay.
Hey.
Keep the Lord in mind.
Keep it in my mind.
When you dirty wine, drop it for Jesus.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Julie Jones in for Shay Moore. Happy Friday to all. Don't forget, major announcement today, 4 12 p.m. during the Playmaker Show. You don't want to miss. And shout out to my sabras, Brian, who got to go to Boulé. Vice President Kamala Harris showed up and made remarks, so I'm going to be reposting some video. You already know on my socials.
Ooh. There, come on, this, give it to me. Come on.
Hold on. This, I got to.
You got to warm it up. Yeah, warm it up, Chris.
My post-COVID voice.
Come on. That's good enough.
Okay. It was dry, though. It felt dry.
Man, crazy story happened this morning in Kansas City. Westbound Interstate 70 has reopened near Oak Grove after a small plane landed on the highway early this morning.
Yeah, that's nuts.
That's according to Missouri State Highway Patrol. But Julie, it don't stop there. All okay. right. There's actually a video of this thing, too. I just reposted it on my Twitter, at Brian B. Shining. Make sure y'all follow me on there. Daniela Leon from KSHB had just tweeted this. Told by Highway Patrol, pilot has been arrested. Troopers say that pilot was intoxicated with drugs and alcohol in their system.
Oh, my gosh.
That ain't it. Pilot was heading from Florida to the downtown airport, fam. Oh, Lord. What? And it don't stop there, Julie.
Oh, my gosh.
It don't stop. The plane also ran out of gas.
So is this like the hangover? Like, what is he doing?
It's the hangover part four, fam. What are they doing? Drugs and alcohol. I'd be scared to walk down the street with drugs and alcohol. He flying a whole plane from Florida to here.
Man, out of gas.
Lord Jesus.
Help us. Help us.
Is gas that high for planes too? I guess so.
I mean, it is, but heck, I guess he done, you know, got so turned up and high, whatever. He done forgot to get the gas.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Don't forget to start your Sunday morning with Praise, the Joy of Gospel, hosted by our friends, our brother Reggie B, right here from 7 a.m. until 12 noon. Your pre-church service, or if you would stay home Pentecostal, hey, we got your soundtrack.
Yes, Shikita, ba-ba-ba.
Yes.
That's when the blessings come
yes,
in.
Yes, Lord.
Blessings come in.
Yeah, they no. Okay, that just does something to my soul when you play that.
It's above me now.
Absolutely. Amen. Amen. So, Brian, I saw this story. It was quite interesting. You haven't had a child yet. I know you're excited, too.
Can't wait.
Okay, so we expecting maybe trying for the baby this year. Well, I don't want to hear about your practice, but, you know, that is that the goal?
Mm-mm.
Little brother, I don't want to know that. I was just thinking about the timeline. Anyway. More men in the U.S. are now seeking vasectomies, according to doctor's report. In fact, one Florida doctor, Doug Stein, says the demand for the procedure in his practice has doubled, and men are citing protecting their female partners as a motivating factor.
Yeah.
Because a vasectomy takes about 10 minutes to snip, clip, and burn, and is less invasive than female tubal ligation.
And, you know, I don't want to say it should have been pushed, but I feel like this option gets swept under the rug. It is not talked about nearly as much as abortion is. And this is, to me, it's a great alternative.
If you don't want no more children, I don't want any at all.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man, help your woman out, dog. Don't put it all on her for her to have the responsibility of, you know, of having a child, even though physically it is. But in this way, we can help circumvent that problem, you know, if it ever happens.
Help us out. Now, there was supposed to be some type of, did they ever come out with the male birth control pill? I know that was being tested, which y'all would be forgetting to take your pill.
Right. Y'all could, look, man, it's already a dirty game now with all of that, with no circumstances when you're talking to somebody. And you talking to a dude, you're like,
did you take
hey,
your pill?
Right, you on the pill? And he's saying like, yeah, you know, I took it for the most part last week, even when it rained.
Yeah.
and then 9 months later, you got a baby. Like,
a pill baby.
Yeah. Because
like, he forgot to take Saturday.
Right, because he done forgot, you know, on a snowy day, you know what I'm saying? He got real busy and forgot to take his pill. Like, you know, but I think that's another great alternative that needs to be a reality, though. Especially with Roe versus Wade being overturned.
I mean, it is an option, you know, because I already know if the pill does come out for men, we're going to have a whole bunch of pill babies.
Snip, snip.
Clip, burn.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Gearing up for the August 2nd primary election. Early voting has begun in Kansas through July 26. You can vote in person by mail if you complete the application for an advanced ballot. For details, go to the Secretary of State website at sos.ks.gov.
How you doing?
Now you're going to say stuff like, and I had COVID throat, Brian. I'm still getting over it. But Brian, you're in a relationship. Do you share passwords and your PIN numbers?
We ain't got there yet.
Oh, really?
But
okay.
It's on the way because she already has like my phone code.
Yeah.
And you know, when you got the phone code, you just
that's bigger than your whole soul.
That's everything. So.
Yeah. Because I do know a woman who talked about she left her cell phone at home and she asked to use her dude's phone. And he was like, well, hold on, and put in the code for it. She felt some type of way.
Yeah.
I mean,
that could be an issue. That could be problematic if
hiding your code.
Because it's like, fam, like, I'm not trying to be Mr. Counselor or trying to put what we do on everybody, but we just believe in total transparency in what we be doing. So there's no ifs, ands, or buts, or no questions, no outside questions, no none of that. That's just how we roll.
I mean, I'm not trying to go search for nothing or anything, but if my guy did that, I'd be like, you can hand me that doggone phone.
Yeah.
I know how to get into stuff.
It's just cheating these days, man. Yeah. You it's so much ground to cover because text messages come through the computers, they come through emails. Everything is interconnected.
Yeah. And we do the same thing, Brian. Whatever you want here it is. Ain't nothing going on. But here's another aspect. Kaspersky Lab, at one time, a previous study showed 70% do share their PINs, passwords, or exchange fingerprints to access each other's devices. You know, that's very common. It shows trust. Mm-hmm. However, they speak on if things go left with y'all, particularly if the relationship ain't that serious or you break up.
Mm-hmm.
There's been cases where exes use passwords to commit identity theft, make unwanted purchases, get a virus on your device. You know, if they do something, you could get a virus another way too. You know, or even just accessing
being
your media.
Yeah.
So you have to make sure the trust is there. And every couple, I think you should be comfortable enough to share that information. If you're not, it probably need to be some conversations.
Now, you a vet in the marriage game. Mm-hmm. Y'all do that?
Yeah. I mean, there ain't nothing. If he going to be bored in my phone. You going to see MSNBC stories, videos of Joy Reid. He already know. And he gives me his phone all the time. He don't do nothing. Oh. I mean, he just... Yeah, like he usually doing work stuff and texting with his work buddies.
We need to be like y'all.
Boring.
Exactly. Boring works, all right?
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103
Gems. 8:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 90s. Still going to have a heat advisory in effect, even though we're going to have some thunderstorms coming up here pretty soon. Light rain, matter of fact, in 80 right now at the Grandview Triangle. Julie, what's poppin'?
Yes, sir. Yesterday, Beyonce joined the TikTok. You know, she gathered over 3 million just within hours. No telling where it is today. While today, Lizzo's special album drops, her follow-up to her breakthrough, Cause I Love You. In fact, you can catch Lizzo, the special tour in Kansas City, October 14th at T-Mobile Center. Go to kparis.com for more 103 tales.
Yeah, you'll be hearing more of your Lizzo album in your local Target.
So word is, Chris Rock was actually approached about hosting the Emmys with Dwayne The Rock Johnson September 12th. Now, Rock is said to have turned it down due to his Ego Death World Tour and upcoming Netflix comedy special. Ooh, I'm looking forward to that myself. Now, Kevin Hart told ET that Rock is ready to move on after the Oscar slap by Will Smith, and he's in a good place.
Will is apologetic. You know, he's in a better space, of course, than what he was after. People are human, and as humans, sometimes we make mistakes. So it's not about talking about the past. It's about acknowledging the present and doing your best to move forward. So I can only hope that the two of them find a way to find some solace in that and move past it. I just like good energy. I love to see people be the best.
All right, Kevin.
I still love him.
Thanks.
I still love Chris. And
you ain't turned down.
Yeah, he done.
Okay, my bad.
He's done. He said nothing. And I said that wrong. He said Will's in a good space, not Chris. I just got to, you know, I like Kevin. He just kind of drugged
look,
that out.
Okay, so that's what we call. First of all, I thought that was a very good answer, being
it
on
was.
The spot. One. Two, that's what we call a word salad.
Yes.
When you say a lot of things, but you get nothing.
There was croutons, bacon bits, raisins. Yeah. Now, Dwayne The Rock Johnson also turned down the Emmys hosting gig simply because it's a scheduling issue. So your BFF, Brian, Kanye...
My BFF.
Took to the gram to share about his Gap partnership, saying they sold $14 million worth of the perfect black hoodie. I thought that hoodie was basic.
Ooh, it don't matter. If
Kanye's name on it,
if Kanye's name is on it, it's going to be trendy. The hype beasts are going to want it. That's a credit to him and what he's built in his empire.
Yeah. But he's also been hit with another lawsuit, $7 million over Yikes. Unpaid concert fees. Phantom Labs filed the suit against him, saying they work with him on his Free Larry Hoover concert and his council Coachella sits.
Girl, what's going on?
He's been paying them bills.
I know, right?
Talking about my BFF.
I thought he was. Well, College Dropout Kanye. College Dropout Kanye.
I didn't even like that. The Kanye that I like was Graduation. Like, yeah, 05, 06, 07, 08, yeah, that Kanye.
Yeah, I think things change. I think after the death of his mother, seriously, and I say that on a serious note. Grief, and grief is real. And working through it is tough.
Losing a parent for any sane individual is tough, and it'll make you crazy. Because I feel like it's an unnatural feeling, kind of sort of, to experience the loss of, like, your parent is no longer here anymore. So
I can't even.
And then Kanye, he ain't, you know, let's be honest, he's not all the way there all the time. And that's not a crack on him or nothing. We just saying the reality of his situation. Sometimes he could be a little unstable.
Yeah, and I think his mama really helped him through that. Like, I can't imagine not having, my mother's about to turn, you know, she's in her 80s, about to have a birthday Monday. Yeah. And I still can't imagine not talking to her every day. So, you know, prayers to anybody who's suffering and dealing with the grief, the loss of a parent.
We're making winners sound good.
Everything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Shelly.
Hey, Shelly. Happy Friday. You got your throat warmed
happy
up, sis?
Yeah.
All right, let's get it.
Such a funny thing for me to try to explain. How I'm feeling and my pride is the one to blame. Cause I know I don't understand. Just how your love can do it, no one else can.
Got me looking so crazy right now. Looking so crazy right now. Looking so crazy right now.
Might need a little warm water and lemon. You know what I'm saying?
I'm at work. I'm sorry, y'all.
Oh, yeah. Don't be messing up your good job all on the phone. Yeah, girl. Don't be messing
up.
Well, tonight, if you and three of your workmates. Probably not. Y'all going to see Ari Spears at the Improv Comedy Club. Plus, you qualified yourself for a chance to get $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas in 2 weeks, all right?
Woo-hoo, thank y'all.
Okay, we'll take that. Tell everybody what station's number one for hip-hop and R&B.
103 Jam, baby. Don't forget to slam that Z.
Outstanding.
Making your 103 days of summer hot.
Yeah, that's right.
Win $1,000 in cash and $500 in gas.
Money in my pocket. Up the gas tank. Yeah.
We are Hot 103 Jams.
I'm for real. I'm about to get cold cash. Thousands of dollars. I'm talking about money so tall, all on the fall.
Baby, let me see you go, Brenda. Girl, a t-shirt. It's Friday. Girl, go ahead and turn. I like the way she do that there. She rubbing her fingers through her hair. Go, Linda. Go, Alicia. It's Friday. Girl, go ahead and turn. Go, Don. Go, Sean. Go, Sean. Go, Ness. Go, Alicia.
103 Jams.